This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin in New York City with the search for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
This does not appear to be a random act of violence.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
Security cameras recorded the killing and the gunman's escape on a bicycle. Still unknown why the shooter did this. Police say a gunman shot two children at a school in Northern California, then died after apparently shooting himself. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest on this.
A gunman is dead and two kindergarten-age boys are hospitalized in critical condition in Northern California after a shooting at the Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
We have received some information that leads us to believe that the subject responsible for this shooting targeted this school because of its affiliation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Honey said the gunman had no prior connection to the victims. He was dropped off at the tiny Christian school by an Uber driver for what was described as a cordial meeting with an administrator about enrolling a child there. Audio courtesy KRCR. I'm Jennifer King.
Congo's health minister says they are on alert over a mystery flu-like disease that has killed dozens of people, nearly half of them children. They say they've confirmed 71 deaths. Amnesty International says Israel is trying to destroy Palestinians. Amnesty accusing Israel of genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas. Israel firing back, calling Amnesty a deplorable and fanatical organization. This is AP News. Have you wondered how Giving Tuesday went? The AP's Shelley Adler.
Donations were up for Giving Tuesday. According to estimates from the nonprofit Giving Tuesday, donors in this country gave $3.6 billion. That's an increase from the past 2 years. Breaking down the numbers, 18.5 million people donated to nonprofits, and another 9.2 million people volunteered. Both the number of donors and the number of volunteers increased by 4% from last year. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, now known as Giving Tuesday, has become a major day for nonprofits to fundraise and otherwise engage their supporters each year since the 92nd Street Y in New York started it as a hashtag in 2012. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas is $3.03 a gallon today. A month ago, it was $3.10. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.